Israel from releasing the answer. But through Daniel's perseverance in prayer, on the 21st day, a great and a powerful and more powerful angel from the one who previously sent broke through the reins and brought the answer to Daniel, because he stood the course and waited on God. If you'll also wait on God, this is a year of the open door. This is a year that you will stand your ground and see the fulfillment of dreams break forth before you. It's not going to be somebody else telling us that God moved for them, but God also moving for you. Because God is not a respecter of persons. If God did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God did it for Israel, God did it for the prophetess Anna, God did it for Paul, who was Saul, who taunted and harmed the church of God. If God did it for them, I guarantee you by the word of the Lord, he will do it also for you. I say he will do it also for you. But you must embrace fasting. I say you must what? Embrace fasting. You must let it become a part and a parcel of you. Then your light shall break forth. And then you shall see great things. Let me read quickly Isaiah 58 again. That's my closing. That's where I started from. Isaiah 58. Look at verse 9. Isaiah 58 and from verse 9. I'd already dealt with the previous verses. Verse 9 says, then you shall call, and the Lord will what? He will answer. When is it that you shall call? It is when you fast. When is it that you will call? It is when you fast. Not when your belly is full, but when you have fasted and thrown away the pleasures of this world, that you may stand before Almighty God in need of him, in need of his moving power, in need of his grace, in need of his hand in your life and mine. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. It doesn't say may answer. It says he will answer. Praise the Lord. Call unto me. I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you do not know. That's what Jeremiah says. Then you shall cry and he will say, here I am. Was last time you cried and you heard God saying, I'm here present? But in your fast, as you seek God, as you connect with the Spirit Divine, you're going to hear words that nobody can be able to convince you. Nobody can be able to speak into your hearing to convince you otherwise from what you're hearing from God. Because what Jehovah says goes deep into your spirit man, and nobody takes it from you. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. Here I am. Look at verse 10 again of the same place. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in darkness. It means that you will overcome darkness. And your darkness shall be as the noonday. Do you know what the noonday light is like? Roaches are not found in the noonday light. Mouse, mice, they're not found there. All these creepy creatures cannot hide in the glare of the brilliance of the noonday light. And Jehovah says, even your darkness shall become as the noonday. And the Lord will guide thee continually and satisfy your soul in drought. Do you understand what it says? He will satisfy your soul in drought. It means your emotions, your will, your intellect will be held intact in the midst of drought. When all odds are against you, the bills are high, your body is sick, things are not going well, the Lord shall be thy peace in the midst of thy turbulence. He shall satisfy your soul in the midst of drought. He will strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like springs of water whose waters shall not fail. Praise the Lord forevermore. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach. That's when you fast. People begin to look at you and look to you. He is a repairer. Oh, things are not working. Let's call so and so. Do you realize that people never call a troublesome individual when they're looking for answers? People always look for someone who is in touch with God. People always want to be close to somebody who is in touch with the presence of God. Therefore, they shall look to you and call thee the repairer of the breach. You are the one who stands in the gap to making sure that things that are broken are repaired. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. The repairer of the breach. The restorer of streets to dwell in. This asserts that streets have been taken over by demons, by powers of darkness, and by wicked men. And so when this individual who fasts and seeks God stands to pray, all of the halt of darkness retreat. You restore village life back. You restore city life back. You restore the dignity of humanity back. You restore all that needs to be restored back. As saying, the authority of Jesus Christ, be restored in the authority of God. Every broken dream in your life, be restored in the name of Jesus. Every dream that seems far from reaching, be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by mind nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. Anything that has been conceived in your spirit man for the kingdom of God, for the building of Christ's church, I command by the power of God and by the anointing, I provoke that presence of God inside you that you begin to rise and come to your place of destiny. Amen. Every spiritual dryness, spiritual lethargy inside you, in the name of Jesus, awake and come to your place of authority. Because this is the hour, arise and shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This is your day. This is your light. This is the presence of God, that you shall break every darkness. You shall destroy every yoke. You shall push every darkness. Praise the name of the Lord forevermore. Just lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord for tonight. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his blood. Thank you for his name. Thank you for his power.